Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Museum. What if you could jump into the world of wild krats and swing through the trees like a monkey, or hunt like a dragonfish? Now you can. Wild Krats, Creature Power, and Ocean Adventure Museum Exhibit, opening September 24th through January 7th at the Farmington Museum. Tickets at farmingtonmuseum.org. It's 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 13th day of September, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. You can tune us in, of course, at 103.3 FM. And anywhere else on the planet, you can listen to us from our website, ksje.com. Or try this, ask your smart speaker to play KSJE. And guess what? It works. Thanks for joining us this morning, everyone. We welcome also our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us as well, everybody, because coming up, my guest this morning, the one and only Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, is here. She'll be talking about some great upcoming events that the Chamber is involved with and also about her recent travels. So join us for that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this hour, we'll introduce you to some of the pets available for adoption this week from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, including that handsome dog on the screen right there. Name is Corona. You'll learn more about Corona and more coming up today, 8:50 a.m. here on KSJE. You can listen or watch later on today. Next hour, it's Mick Hess, Roving with the Arts, our weekday classical music program. Today, Mick is featuring music from both Debussy and Vivaldi. You'll hear those selections coming up on Roving with the Arts today, beginning at 9:06. Don't forget, you can also check us out on our Instagram page, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to connect with KSJE on our podcast. You can subscribe for free wherever you listen to podcasts, places like Spotify and iTunes and Google and Pandora, and the list goes on and on and on. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a mostly cloudy day this morning, temperature 60 degrees at the moment, and we are expecting a day of showers today. There's about a 70% chance of showers, and so let me get rid of the Happy Friday message for you. But other than that, you can certainly see that that is what's coming up in the weather, because we've got a lot of rain coming in from the west, from that tropical storm that was off the coast of California yesterday. But as you can see, a 70% chance of scattered showers today. Some parts of the area already getting some sprinkles. 77 degrees for a high, 58 overnight with more chances for rain. Then things may dry out a bit tomorrow with a high of 76. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 82, 83. Friday back to the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday with lots of sunshine and clear skies overnight with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning. Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be here.
Are you? Well, that's good,
because so much to talk about.
You've been a lot of places recently.
I have been a lot of places.
We'll talk a little bit about that too.
Thanks.
But busy time, as always.
Ooh,
you've got a lot of events coming up. We'll talk about some of the big ones, but one is coming up actually this week.
This Friday.
Right?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about our September Focus on Farmington Coffee. We have a graphic up there. It's coffee time. And this month's host is the Animus Animas Valley Mall. They are celebrating 40 years in the Animas Valley Mall being here in Farmington.
Right. And if you want to feel old, think about the mall being 40 years old.
I know. I was remembering that when I was in, you know, high school and college in Durango, that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
You know, we would all come up here to shop.
Farmington's
at the
getting
mall.
A mall.
I know. Yeah. Farmington's getting a mall. It was a really big deal. So that's really great that we're celebrating that. And so if you don't know anything about the Focus on Farmington coffees, they're just a community coffee to help welcome people to the area, but also people that have lived here a long time, just to connect and find out what's going on and
right.
maybe meet some new people, do a little networking. So it is at the Animas Valley Mall at 8 a.m. Now that's the mall is usually not open except for walkers at that
right.
time of day, but it is open. Don't go through any of the store entrances. They'll be closed. So don't go through Dillard's or anything
right.
like that. Go through the main entrances into the mall and they will all be open. The coffee itself will be in the center court and this is free. I know they have pastries and we'll have coffee. And so this is a free event for everybody. You do not have to be a chamber member or anything like that. So just show up, bring a friend, and it's just a great time of kind of meeting people and finding out what's going on.
There you go.
So
that's what they're designed to do. And for folks who are new, they kind of bounce around to new locations every month.
Yes.
So you kind of have to watch
yes.
the Chamber Facebook page or the Focus on Farmington Facebook page
that's
to
right.
see where the new, the next month's location is going to be.
And I know where the next month's location
of course
is, but I'm
you
not going to say it yet.
I
so
know.
We're also doing a ribbon cutting. So because
yeah.
we're celebrating that 40 years with the Redcoats, the Farmington Chamber Redcoats will be there for a ribbon cutting as well. So it's kind of a combined event, but I think it'll be great. So, you know, stop in and see what's going on at the mall and the new stores and what's happening as they get ready to kind of come into their busiest time of year,
no kidding.
Which is the Christmas and the holiday shopping season, basically October now with Halloween
yeah.
going all the way through Christmas. It'll be their busy time. So
right.
yeah, stop in.
Very cool. There it is. Friday, 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Everybody, you can check it
yes.
out and join some of your friends and neighbors or bring some friends
bring
and neighbors.
Somebody and offer to pick them up. You know, we have people that have just moved here. They've lived here for like 3 months and they still don't know a lot of people, but they know you. So say, hey, there's an event.
Yeah.
Can I stop and pick you up? We'll go together. And so, anyway, I hope to see you there.
There
you
are.
Wherever you are listening.
That's right. Exactly. So perfect. There you are. That's coming up on Friday. And that will take us then to the next big event that's coming up too.
Yes. Actually, Chili in October is the next big one. But that, oh, there we go.
We can go to that one.
Southwest Apple and Chili Fest. So,
right.
The downtown started an Apple Fest last year that combines their Thursday Makers Market with an art walk and kind of going back and celebrating our history, which really in Farmington is agriculture, and
right.
especially apple orchards. And so we really thought, what are we known for? We've got the apples and then chili, of course. So we're combining our chili cook-off with the Apple Fest. And so this is basically a three-day event going on. But my part of it with the chamber is Chili in Oktoberfest. And so this is Saturday, October 1st. It's in downtown Farmington, and we've moved it from Burke Park That is new. So
mm-hmm.
if you go to Burke Park, nobody will be there.
Right.
But if you
except the regular
down,
park people
yeah,
will
the
be there. You'll see a lot of joggers
yeah,
and other
and the
people.
River.
But,
I mean,
but there's no chili.
Park.
There's only no chili
yes.
in the park.
So our event starts Saturday, October 1st at 11 a.m. It's $20 a person, just flat fee to get in for unlimited tasting of chili. Kids 12 and under are free. We do have a couple of vendors, too, that have things for kids. So Aspen Leaf Frozen Yogurt will be there and also Cool Treats. So if your kids aren't into chili, there will be some other things they can purchase to eat. So we have live music. We have a beer and wine garden. We have vendors that are going to be all the way down the street. So we have blocked off from Orchard Park Plaza, which is where the gazebo is,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to Barron. So we have two blocks that are going to be blocked off
right.
for both chili cooks, vendors. We're encouraging the downtown merchants to have sidewalk sales and to come out onto the sidewalk and kind of have some specials and things like that. So that is Saturday, October 1st. We are still accepting chili cook applications.
Okay.
So if you are a restaurant or if you are a home cook and you've got a great chili recipe, this is free to enter. There's no fee. You do have to buy your chili ingredients and you do have to cook the chili. So that's
right.
it's certainly a little bit of effort
and
on that.
And a lot
end.
Of chili, right? Because you
about
want to have
6 gallons of chili.
Yeah, so you want to have enough for everybody.
Yes, that's right. And mm-hmm. so if you are listening and you're like, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, give us a call at the chamber and we will get you an entry form to cook. But it really is a lot of fun and I'm excited to move it downtown.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be a few little glitches just because we've never done it down there. But I think that idea of moving it and a festival atmosphere in downtown Farmington is something that we want to see happen on an ongoing basis almost every month just to really showcase the downtown area, because mm-hmm. it's really amazing since they've done the whole redo. So
all anyway, the complete streets and complete all the things streets, that we can do now right. with the wider sidewalks and things like that. So right. which I, you know, sidewalk sales makes sense.
Right, exactly.
You know, fill up the sidewalks.
If you know, and just to let people know, we are not blocking off the sidewalks themselves. So if you want to come downtown and shop that day, you still can. You don't have to pay $20 to get in and shop.
Right.
The sidewalks will be clear, but if you want to take part in what's going on with Chili, you'll need to get a wristband.
So, right.
Yeah.
That's how that'll work. So
that's
there you
how
go.
That'll work.
And
hope,
of course,
fingers crossed.
Always like to remind people there's plenty of free parking
plenty
in
of
downtown
free parking.
Farmington. It's literally less than a block away
that's
from Main
right.
Street. So.
So really, we hope we get a good turnout for this because we do want to really showcase. Oh, one other thing let me mention.
Mm-hmm.
Apples, because we're tying in with the Apple Fest. If you have a really amazing apple recipe, dessert recipe, like apple pie or apple turnovers or apple muffins, and you want to enter it into our apple creation contest, just let us know at the chamber. You just have to bake one item for our judges. This is not for the public. This
okay.
is just for our judges who will be judging the chili. Then they'll also judge the apple pie creations and award a blue ribbon to the best apple creation. So if apple pie is your thing, you can enter this. You don't have to be a chamber member. You don't have to be a restaurant. Just if you think you've got that great apple recipe, let
okay.
us know.
There you go. So contact the chamber.
Contact the chamber.
To get signed up for that
yes.
too.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
please.
Very good. And this is kind of the, as you mentioned, the kind of the culmination of this three-day
yes.
Apple and Chili Fest throughout
right.
downtown Farmington, beginning on that Thursday, the 29th
right.
of September, and then Friday,
right.
Art Walk,
right.
and then Saturday,
And don't forget,
Chili
keep
Fest.
Your wristband and then go over to the Highland Games in Aztec on Saturday evening or Sunday. You'll get that discount
right.
get into the Highland Games, which is also going on that weekend. So what a launch, I mean, into... Speaking of launches with a whole balloon thing going on, which happens the end of this month and
yeah,
September,
right.
there's a lot going on.
There
and
is.
I actually can't even keep up with all of it right now because there's so much going on.
There is a lot. There is a lot happening, that's for sure, which is nice to see.
It is,
right?
My goodness.
You know, that things are coming back and that mm-hmm. we're getting back into more events and things like that.
Yep.
The other thing that's going on with you in the
yes.
chamber is the big Four Corners Professional Women's Summit.
Yes.
And so early registration's ended.
Ended, but that's okay. There's still time to register up until the very end of September, but the last day to register is September 30th.
Okay.
We will cut registration off.
Gotcha.
This event has, I mean, it has grown so much since our first one in 2019. And we were thinking, you know, last year we had 250 women attend, women and men, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we've already exceeded that registration. And so this is just an event that I think is really going to continue to highlight the Four Corners area and also give this great opportunity for people to attend a day of professional development. As I mentioned, men, women, students, we encourage everybody to attend this if they can, because not only do we have local community leaders, but we've brought in some amazing speakers from outside of the area, and I think everybody who attends is going to get something from this. So I mean, it now the registration has gone up to $100, but that does include the tote bag that's really cool for the event. It includes the coffee and muffin networking time. It includes the networking session the evening before and the VIP reception that are happening the evening before.
This is October 12th.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I know I jump all over.
No, that's just for the radio folks
lunch.
Who can't see the
oh,
graphic.
That's right, the radio
I'm just remembering.
I should know this from my podcast.
The folks
you've
that are
to
listening.
Remind people that aren't can't
but that's
see
okay.
what's going on the screen.
Right.
So, and then October 13th is our muffin and coffee networking. It also includes the lunch and all of the speakers. So for $100, this
right.
is a great deal. And so we've already had the registration, including our students that will be attending, we're close to about 350 attendees, and we are cutting this off space-wise at 400 anyway. Even if we hit that 400 mark before September 30th, we have to close it down just
sure.
because that's all we can,
your
we
space.
Can handle. That's
yeah.
our space. So another, I always feel like I just talk.
So register now. Well, I'm just saying, just register, I guess, sooner than later, because there's a chance this
yes.
is going to get sold out.
Maybe
and then you'll be out of luck. And,
right.
and that'll be unfortunate.
That'll be sad.
If you miss the opportunity.
Right. The other thing we are asking for are vendors for this. So if you are a vendor that you have a product or a service that you think really fits into this professional development,
right.
it could be items, it could be services, it could be like accounting services or any type of business services, or it could be an item or advertising, whatever it is you do that you think this would be a great place for you to set up as a vendor, we are accepting vendor applications. So if you want to contact us at at the chamber. And the cool thing about being a vendor is you also get to go to the networking thing the night before, and you get to attend basically all the sessions as a vendor. So just again, contact us at the chamber and we'll get you the info.
Very good. Now, can you share with us just a few of maybe, or one or two of the people that are going to be presenting at this?
Absolutely.
Maybe one of the imports from out of town that you're bringing in?
It's all out there now. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So our keynote is my friend Shelley Whitfield. She is coming in from Wetumpka, Alabama, which is where I just was. She is the chamber director, and she and I became friends through kind of a funny situation, and we've just really hit it off. We're both very pretty recent chamber directors, and I'll talk a little bit more about Wetumpka in a minute, but Shelley's coming in. She's our keynote. She was an artist who was then a teacher who is now chamber director. So our theme is reinventing yourself, and she's done that a number of times, and so she's going to talk about that experience. Shauna Bicenti is the head of school at Navajo Prep.
Right.
She is one of our presenters. Carrie Rose O'Connell was one of our speakers last year, and she was such a hit and such a great speaker and so funny. We got such good feedback about Carrie. We are bringing her back again. So Carrie Rose O'Connell will be coming in from Albuquerque. And then we have a mother-daughter coming in from the East Coast actually, coming in to talk as well. So those are some of our speakers from out of the area. Dara Blackwater is somebody that grew up here in Farmington, and now she's an attorney and working in Santa Fe, so she's going to be one of our presenters. And then locally, we have our mayor, Mayor Nate Duckett, and our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Tanya Stinson, talking about communities reinventing themselves, as we've done with the rebranding and the Jolt Your Journey and looking at Outdoor Rec. So they're going to be talking about that. And then we have Dr. Sugar Singleton talking as well. She's an author of a couple of different books. She does, she's a physician, as well as she does some pretty amazing retreats. I don't want to forget anybody. Heather Holmes with Morgan Stanley is going to be talking about when you've gone through a financial setback, let's say, bankruptcy or a credit where your credit's bad. That does not have to be the end. There are ways you can reinvent, rebuild your credit, your financial. So Heather's going to talk about that. I think every women's summit, every
and she
summit.
She is a financial advisor.
Yes,
that's her
she's
background.
She's a financial advisor. She knows of what
stuff.
She speaks.
Yes.
Every training, every summit should have something about financial literacy, especially if you have students in the audience, because this is something that everybody should be knowing. You know, this is stuff for everybody.
Right.
Our financial literacy, knowing how to save and invest for the future, is important no matter who you are. So,
right. And you've reached out, haven't you, to local schools or to get students in the audience?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's part of this as well, right?
Right. Due to our sponsors who are so generous, we have two sponsors. Our lead sponsor is Marion Oil and Gas. And because of these sponsorships, we have scholarships. So if you're a San Juan College student or any area high school student that can get away for the whole day and you have your teachers and your parents' permission to come to the summit, those students get to attend for free.
There you go.
So they don't have to pay any type of registration, and they get to be there for the entire day and maybe find a mentor, hear from these community leaders. So that piece of it, the scholarship piece, is what I'm so excited about.
Right.
And Blue Cross Blue Shield actually came on this year as one of our new sponsors, and they sponsored five $100 scholarships through our Amanda Gorman sponsorship level for students to attend. So that's
wonderful.
Cool. Yeah, that's all on our website.
There you go. All right. It's all right there. Check it out. And you can certainly register now until the end of the month, unless you sell out. So, you know, if you're a gambler, I guess you just keep waiting.
We're getting close.
And see, but the price is going to be the same from now till the registration closes.
Right.
So,
September 30th.
So there you are. And the website is professionalwomens-summit.com.
That's right. I needed the hyphen because I have trouble when I see two letters together, like S's sometimes.
S and S, right.
S&S.
So it's women's plural and then summit.com. But there you go.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Alabama.
Yes.
Can we for a moment? Because you just got back, literally, I think, from the airport almost before you came in here this morning, from being invited to speak at their summit, right?
Yes.
It was a very similar event, was it not?
So my friend, again, Shelley Whitfield, she's the chamber director there, and she did her first ever women's summit. And she, you know, we talked a lot going into her summit about kind of what I had done with my summit in the past. And so it was really, I was really honored that she asked me to come speak. So I did. I traveled all the way from here to Wetumpka, which is not just a hop, skip, and a jump, but
it was
great.
Not too many direct flights. But
So
you made it.
You've got a picture up on the screen I'll talk about a little bit. So it's me speaking. I was actually asked to be their keynote speaker, which was great. So that kind of leads the day off. And the slide is a picture of me. And then in the background is my grandmother. And her name was Helen Robinson Crane. And she was kind of an iconic figure here in the area and in Aztec. But she was somebody who reimagined and reinvented her life multiple times. And she's always been such an inspiration, not just to my sister and myself, but to many other women and people here in the area. So I really talked a lot about her in my presentation, along with some other parts of my life that have reimagined or reinvented themselves multiple times.
And I just want to describe the photo a little bit for our radio audience that can't see it. But this is your grandmother at age
100.
100.
Right.
On the cover of the Majestic Living magazine, which was published. And this is a few years ago.
Right, yes.
And but holding a picture of her, I think her younger self.
Yes, that was her when she was she's holding a picture of herself when she was a baby. And so she was born in 1910. So this would have been
2010.
Yep. Thank you. And she actually passed at 104. So four years after this, she actually passed away.
But then on the side, and I don't think you can see it or tell or from the screen, but there are little bullets of her life and how some of the challenges that she faced in her life. And I think that was part of what you were sharing with the audience, right?
Because earlier in my presentation, I had shared a slide about you can rise up from anything. You are not stuck. You have choices. Learn something new. You can reinvent yourself. And don't let your past hold you back from what's possible in the future. I'm not saying don't bring what you've learned in your past, but you know, you have so many possibilities. So reimagine not from a place of regret, but more from a place of possibility and hope, what could be possible.
Right. So, and I wrote down, don't agonize, organize.
This was one of my grandmother's sayings, and I think it's probably been my own personal motto as I've done so many things in the community with the coffees in the chamber. Our podcast is another example. Don't just sit around and complain. If you have something in your workspace, your family, your neighborhood, your community, your world, do not just sit around and complain. Figure out how you can be a part of the solution. Organize. Get other people together that also see the challenges and can work on solutions. And so this was just her motto, and I
for 100 plus years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much time we have left.
We're good.
Because I kind of want to go through the bullets.
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, I can do it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So my grandmother was born in 1910. When she was a young mom, so my mother would have been about 1 year old at this time. Her first husband left her with a very small child in 1939. She remarried. Her second husband died by suicide. She could have stopped there. She could have said, all right, my life is just, you know, but she didn't. She went on to earn her master's degree in social work. She went on to, she actually moved to Hawaii to work in a mental hospital or behavioral health hospital. Mm-hmm. She helped to create and found the Women's Resource Center in Durango, Colorado. She joined the Peace Corps at the age of 75 and served in Antigua. She married a younger man when she was in her 90s on a beach in Cabo, and she lived to be 104 years old. So the point of that is that just because life has handed you some real lemons.
Yeah.
And I've had those lemons too, and I talked about them at this summit. Things that have happened in my life and my husband's life that could have, and you know, that were devastating. Sometimes what life hands you are the lemons, the bad things, but that doesn't mean we can't reimagine and move forward and rise up from anything. So that's why I included these things about my grandmother, because she went on to reinvent and live a life of adventure throughout until she passed at 104. And so that's what I wanted to get out there to my audience in Wetumpka, and also here is in our community. We know we have challenges, but look at how can we work together? How can we reimagine? How can we stay positive through those challenges? And how can we organize and not just sit around and agonize? So that's kind of what my theme was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I think great words to live by, as you have done.
Mm-hmm.
And she
and
is
my sister.
Done, and
well.
Your and
yeah.
your sister. I can yeah. see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that we can all maybe think about when,
right.
when things are a little cloudy, maybe the storm clouds are rolling in or you're just
right.
not sure where to go next, but just maybe think about
that's right.
what's the solution or how can I be proactive in this situation and not just
yeah.
let it crush me.
And there's always that time where you do kind of go, oh man, you know, I just need a little venting time about things.
Sure.
But then flip that switch, reimagine, and go, okay, this is the situation. How do we change it? How do we move forward? How do we move beyond it? How do we come up with positive solutions? And so, you know, we know we have those challenges. And again, I am not one to say whatever's happened in your past, you can just easily let go, because that's who makes you who you are. The things my grandmother taught me, the things I went through in my life, that's why I am the way I am. So it's not to say those things aren't important, but continually look forward. That's my grandmother. That's what she did. She always looked forward and she looked for these opportunities and she took such an interest in people and what was happening around her and in her community, in her world. So I just encourage people to do that. And it was a great opportunity to share that with an audience in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Right. And now talk to us a bit about that community,
okay.
because for folks
right.
who aren't sure,
right.
maybe never heard of Wetumpka, Alabama before,
right.
it's maybe about the same size as Farmington.
No,
how would you...
it's only about 8,000 people.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
it's on the Coosa River. It's in Alabama,
okay.
About an hour and a half driving time from Birmingham. That's where I flew in.
Sure.
And they were a town that was kind of, you know, a lot of boarded up downtown windows. They've had some movies filmed there. The biggest has been The Big Fish by Tim Burton.
Right.
Kind of an iconic movie. The Big Fish House is right in downtown Wetumpka. In fact, my friend Shelley Whitfield owns it and lives in it. Anyway, they were... HGTV with the show Hometown with Ben and Aaron Napier. Wetumpka was chosen for Ben and Aaron and a number of HGTV renovation stars to come in and kind of rebuild this town with their show Hometown Takeover. And so that's kind of where Wetumpka really got back on track, because having HGTV come in, you'd be surprised what a boost
sure.
that is.
Sure.
But, so anyway, the town has just really, it's such a cute town with such a great little downtown area, but certainly having the HGTV show come in there was a great boost.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a lot of really neat things about that town even before. And so it's got a lot of history. And if you've ever watched The Big Fish by the Tim Burton movie, you might recognize the house, The Big Fish House. But having Ben and Aaron come in was a real interesting time for the town. And now it's a thriving downtown. There's so many like artists and boutiques and little cute restaurants. One of my favorite places is their old movie theater, which has now been turned into a place called Provisions, which is a wine, cheese, and chocolate shop.
I mean, can see why it's your favorite.
I don't know why. How
yeah,
can you go wrong
knowing,
there?
Knowing you as I do.
I know. But it's an old movie
cool,
theater.
Right?
And so they've turned it into that. It's just a great... It's a great town with this really amazing river going through it, kind of like we have here, and
mm-hmm.
this bridge. And so anyway, they have a lot of neat things going on in Wetumpka. And again, not maybe the easiest place to get to, but it's worth it. And
right.
they have a number of people that travel in and kind of do a loop of HGTV. They go visit Waco because they want to visit the Magnolia stuff.
Right.
Then they might go through Laurel, Mississippi, where Ben and Aaron's show Hometown is filmed, and then kind of do a loop through Wetumpka. So they've got some really neat things going on there. And again, reimagining, but also looking at all the great things they already had, like this river.
Right.
They have a meteor crater, too.
Oh.
So they have one of the largest okay. meteor craters there as well.
All right.
It's like 5 miles. And it so they talk about their meteor dust that's in the
right.
air, kind of like, you know, that helps make the community as special as it is. But Shelley's going to talk all about all of that at the Women's Summit.
Okay.
So I don't want to give away all the stuff she
no,
might talk about.
Sure.
But so attend the Women's Summit. Get your ticket. You'll meet Shelley. You'll hear about all of this. And thank you, Scott, for giving me the chance to kind of visit about some of this.
Well, you bet.
I know.
My pleasure.
It
looked like it was a great trip.
And oh, it was a great trip.
And sharing your story that I'm not sure maybe folks have heard here. And
right.
so I think it's inspiring to hear a little bit about that. So thanks for sharing it with all of us. But just one more plug about the Women's Summit. Again, registration is filling up quickly, and so it gets cut off on the 30th if there's even still seats available.
Right.
So if you so I would say if you're thinking about registering, do it sooner than later.
And we only ordered 400 tote bags.
So that's all you're going to get.
That's all we got.
That's all.
So
that's it.
There won't be any more than 400.
Gotcha. There you go. And the event this Friday, again, at the Animas Valley Mall, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Congratulations to them. The Focus on Farmington Coffee at 8 o'clock. It's a free event. Just show up.
That's right.
Come through the mall entrance because their other ones will be closed and locked. But
right.
if you come into the mall entrance, you can meet at Center Court for the Focus on Farmington Coffee.
That's right. Free coffee, free pastries. Great time to, again, do a little organizing, find out all the positive stuff that's going on, and, you know, maybe meet somebody new who has some similar interests. But anyway, we invite everybody to that and to all the other events, and just give us a call at the Chamber. The number there is 505-325-0279 if you have questions about any of this, and we'll be happy to get the information to you.
There you go. Jamie, thanks for coming
thanks.
In.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
You too.
That's Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, this is Emin Chi, bringing you week 4 of Coaching Tips of the Week. This week is resources. There are many resources available on our college campus, both physically and online. Be sure to know these valuable resources if you are unsure of their availability. Do an online search using your college website. If you cannot find the resources on your own, be sure to contact the Student Achievement Center in room 1604. Resources can be found in the following areas: Library Services, Native American Center, Herencia and Latina Center, the Student Achievement Center, the Career Center, Trio Center / Edge, Tutoring Center, the Veterans Center, Financial Aid Office, Advising, the Counseling Center, Disability Services, Business Office, and the Dean of Students, and more.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. The San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. The walk is full of flowers, each carried by someone committed to ending this disease. When you take part, you're helping raise funds and awareness for a breakthrough in this fight. Join us in Aztec September 24th at Minium Park for the San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Visit act.alz.org/walksanjuancounty or call 505-278-7927. KSJE is supported by Aztec Motocross. Located on Highway 173, Aztec Motocross offers a safe and competitive racing environment for the growing off-road and outdoor industry. Upcoming racing weekends, September 24th and 25th, and October 22nd and 23rd. Also, the New Mexico State Championship Motocross Race Series, October 8th and 9th. Find out more online at aztecmotocross.com or 505-393-5222. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.